Let's start with the exciting news. When are you reopening?
Well, technically, we opened last Saturday on September 12th. We had an outdoor show, which was our very first outdoor show of the year. So it was fantastic. We had Valérie Milot, the harpist, and the cellist Stéphane Tétrault come play. And we had about 100 people show up in total. And the government paid for that entire event, so we didn't have to worry about ticket sales. But we were very happy with donations. People were very generous. People were very understanding. So that was our first show. So that was great.
Wow, that's quite a big turnout for you. That was exciting. How long exactly were you closed?
Too long. Much too long. Like everyone else, we closed on March 13th. I think that date will be cemented in my memory. And then, yeah, we basically closed our doors and had to work behind the scenes. I still worked from home, as did Chris, our operations manager, and as did Ellen David, our artistic director. Everyone really worked as much as they could, but it was, like everyone else, it was a hard, very hard year.
Very understandable. On a positive note, what exciting shows do we have to look forward to this year?
Yes, finally, I can talk about the good stuff. This coming Saturday on September 19th, we have Angel Forrest, who's a local musician, and we are sold out. Just found out this morning that we are sold out. So we're very excited about that. And Patricia Saint-Ange is doing the first part. So we're giving a bit of some spotlight to a very local and very promising musician. And then on September 26th, we have Les Plus Belles Musiques de Film, which is basically a tribute to the most beautiful soundtracks of international cinema. So if you think things, movies like Amélie Poulain, that kind of thing, there'll be a soprano and a pianist, and they'll be performing some hits that I think everyone will enjoy. And it's a kind of show that you can really sing along to, tap your foot along to. You recognize all the soundtracks. So there's a film, sorry, there's not a film. There's a show at 3 p.m. and there's a show at 7 p.m. on the 26th of September. And what's pretty cool about that show is that there's a screen, so you can watch little clips of the movie at the same time as you're listening to the soundtrack. So it's kind of a treat for the eyes and the ears.
Oh my, that's so fun. I love that idea. So what will you be doing differently to promote safe social distancing at the theater?
A lot. Obviously, we have that this is our priority, is keeping our guests safe, keeping our staff safe, keeping our volunteers safe. So there's a lot to juggle. We're buying tons of disinfectant, like everyone else, big jars. There are disinfectant stations right when you come in, and there are disinfectant stations at the washrooms. Obviously, seating has become a huge priority. So we have about a capacity of give or take 50 to 55 people in the theater per show. So what that means is that, let's say you come in and with your bubble, as we call it, you're two people. Well, then we'll make sure that you're seated with your bubble, but that there's at least one to two seats between you and the next group, so that there's no way that anyone can cough or sneeze on you or somehow infect you. And obviously people have to wear masks when they come in and have to keep them on when they're walking around, that kind of thing. The bar is obviously kind of an iffy station, so we're being careful about that as well, trying to ask people to understand and to keep their masks on when they pay and that kind of thing. So it's like everyone else, I think it's been an interesting year, to say the least, but we're trying to be obviously as responsible as we can.
Right, which is all you can do. So when you're watching the performance, do you have to wear your mask or can you take it off?
You can take it off, but like a restaurant, basically, as soon as you get up to go to the washroom, to talk on your phone, to go get a drink, whatever, you do have to put your mask back on.
Sounds good. Just a sign of respect. So you've already mentioned volunteers, but I was going to ask, were you able to gather a sufficient amount for this season or do you still need more?
Well, we always need volunteers because everything is evolving and obviously now our needs have changed. So, for example, the farmers market has now become a kind of a big deal for us. So we're looking for volunteers to help operate our booth because we have a booth there now. Every Saturday from 9:30 to about 1 o'clock, we have Ellen David, our artistic director, who's always there. And it's usually me or volunteer who sits there with her. And we try and promote the theater and get people involved and interested. And the good news is that because of COVID, so many people are flocking to the region. We've had a lot of people buying new homes and they want to know more about what's going on in the region. Is there an arts institution? How can they help? What kind of shows do we have? So we're always looking for volunteers to actually help us promote the theater and spread the word because we have a new clientele.
Oh, very nice to hear. What has been the largest difficulty of reopening for you?
That's a good question. I would say basically keeping people's trust you know, making sure that people know that we are responsible and we don't just open our doors and throw our masks off and that kind of thing. I think like any company, any institution, it's been difficult because there is fatigue involved. There's all kinds of factors that are involved in COVID that we don't like to talk about. But Ellen is fantastic about being very strict. She keeps a very tight ship. So I have to say that with her, she's always making sure I disinfect my hands before I walk into the theater, before I leave the office, all that kind of thing. I guess the hardest thing has just been making sure that our clients know that we are a safe space and that we do 110% to make sure that it's safe for everybody, especially given that our clientele is an older clientele. So we have to be extremely careful for them.
Right. No, that's very understandable. So I would assume that one of the struggles during the pandemic was having to cancel all your shows from last season. Did any of them reschedule for this year?
Not for this year. It's been too hectic, and just opening up in September in and of itself was actually a big deal. But the good news is that we've been able to basically just make 2020 into 2021. So we're kind of just pushing the season back. We're hoping, if everything goes finally according to plan, to open in March or April 2021 and have a full season with, you know, about 107 shows that we had planned for this year. So nothing's really been lost. It's just been pushed back.
Wow, that's quite a few shows there. Does that include the season opener with Martha Wainwright?
It does, yes.
Something to look forward to.
That has been confirmed now with the agent. It's now on for June 19th, 2021. So if people want to buy tickets, the tickets are up for sale. And we still hope to have a fantastic soiree where people can get, you know, dress up, enjoy a good buffet, and have a, you know, an intimate evening with the performers. So we're really looking forward to that. And yeah, other than that, we're just still planning a full set of shows.
Perfect. Do you have any final words to share about the theater?
No, but I do feel like, well, that's not true. I'll say yes then. I feel like we're moving in a different direction. So that's exciting. I feel like we're spreading our wings. And although COVID has been a downer in many respects, the silver lining is that it has helped us to sit back and really rethink where we're headed, what our program is about, what our team is about, our values. So it's been a year of reflection, if anything. So I think that's been good. And so people can learn more about what we stand for, where we're going. So there's really a whole story to be learned, I think, about the theater. We're not just an arts institution. We're a bit more than that. I humbly think that we're a bit more than that. So I think that's the message I'd like to convey about the theater.
Very well said. I just thought of another question. Are the Knowlton Players working on anything?
They are. I am not at liberty to divulge. I've been sworn to secrecy, but I know that they are planning a very exciting season. So yes, they're definitely coming back.
Okay, another thing to look forward to. Well, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.